Well, good morning. This is Jacob Gunner, attorney at law, provolawyers.com, and jacobgunner.com. I'm a personal injury attorney in the state of Utah. Today's topic is the personal injury protection benefits. In the state of Utah, when you're in a car wreck, regardless whether it's your fault, their fault, or somebody else's fault, if you have a Utah car policy of insurance, it's going to have mandatory PIP benefits, personal injury protection benefits. So here's an overview of PIP. It's a common question I get all the time when people come into my office after they're hurt through no fault of their own in a car collision. How are we going to get my medical bills paid for? How am I going to get lost wages paid for? And this is how you do it. PIP benefits, mandatory part of all Utah car policies of insurance. The code provision is 31A-22-307. Now, it has to be a Utah car policy of insurance, okay? If you're from California, I don't think they got PIP, for example. Wyoming does, I believe. Every state has a little bit different. They call them medical pay benefits, but you should look into that. Also, PIP coverage is mandatory at a minimum of $3,000 in medical care benefits. So if you're hurt in a car wreck, regardless if you're at fault, they're at fault, if you have a Utah car policy of insurance, PIP's going to pay out $3,000 minimum. Now, I highly recommend that you get a $10,000 medical pay policy on your Utah car policy of insurance, because $3,000 goes really fast. That's just one ER visit, maybe an MRI, and you're done. So the purpose of PIP is to pay your medical expenses that are related to your car crash, help pay for lost wages and time off work, help pay for in-home services. For example, if you're a mother and you normally do the dishes or work around the home and you're not able to work around the home, they'll pay for some of that at $20 a day for special allowances. A funeral, burial, or cremation benefits not to exceed $1,500 per person. And in the compensation of the event of death of a person, payable to the estate, a sum of $3,000. Now, so PIP has a medical pay provision, PIP has a wage loss provision, and then PIP has a special allowance provision and funeral cremation services that we talked about earlier. The minimum for medical pay is $3,000. Okay. Hurt in a car wreck, it's $3,000 minimum. Just pays that automatically. It's no fault benefits. The wage loss is if you can't work for greater than 3 weeks, it will pay $250 per week or 85% of any loss of gross income, and it'll pay out for a maximum of 52 consecutive weeks. Okay. How do you get that? You can't just say, I lost money to the insurance carrier. You have your doctor write you a note that you can't work. Submit that if you've lost work for greater than 3 weeks. Okay. Special allowance. Special allowance is $20 per day for a maximum of 365 days. And again, you can't just say, I can't do certain things around the house. You have to get a doctor's note. Submit it to the insurance adjuster, and they'll start paying out. PIP benefits also, when you're involved in a car crash, let's take a rear-end collision, PIP benefits are attached to your own insurance carrier. Sometimes they call that first-party benefits. I call it UIM benefits. It attaches to your own policy of insurance. It doesn't attach, or it's not provided as a benefit for the person that hits you, the at-fault driver or the liability carrier, as I call them. So we have PIP out there. It's good. Access it. Prove it up with doctor's notes. Now, sometimes PIP will refuse to pay. Your own insurance company will refuse to pay these first-party insurance benefits. There's provisions in the Utah Code in 31A-22-3095. Basically, you can sue your own PIP carrier and get reasonable attorney fees and interests. And sometimes they will deny. They especially like to deny when you have a higher PIP at about $10,000. They'll send you some type of, they call it an independent medical exam, but really it's a defense medical exam so they can deny you coverage. If you're denied coverage on PIP, you should definitely see an attorney to see what remedies you might have. The other thing, people, when they go into a Utah car collision loan, they don't realize they might be able to double stack PIP. So, for example, say you're a passenger in a car that got rear-ended, and it's not your car. So the primary PIP carrier, the primary PIP insurance carrier, is the guy's car who you're in. You might tap that out pretty fast at $3,000. Doesn't go very far. Then the secondary PIP carrier would be your own car policy insurance. Even though you weren't in your car, at the time of the wreck, you're in your buddy's car as a passenger. Nonetheless, you can stack pip. That's a secondary pip carrier. I've even seen three-time pip carriers. And be aware of that, because when you get in a wreck, you're going to be hurt. Medical bills are going to stack up. Lost wages are going to stack up. And these no-fault insurance benefits, you pay for them, and they're pretty important. So you can stack them. The other thing about PIP that people don't realize when they're in a Utah car accident is there's what I call PIP priorities. So for example, if you're on the job, workers' compensation pays out first. When workers' compensation exhausts, you get that exhaustion letter, you send it to your primary PIP carrier, where, so for example, if you're on your own car at work, then your primary PIP carrier starts to pay out. But it could be more complicated than that. It could be you're on the job as a passenger. So then workers' compensation is primary. Then the car you're in, that insurance carrier is primary PIP carrier. And secondary PIP carrier would be yours. Also, if you're on a bicycle and you're whacked by a car in Utah, primary PIP carrier is the person who hits you in the car, by the car. Then you would turn to your secondary PIP carrier of your car that you own, even though you're on your own motorcycle. If you're whacked as a pedestrian by a car, primary PIP carrier is not your own carrier. It's going to be the liability carrier, the person who hurts you. So there's PIP priorities that have to be taken into consideration. A lot of people just don't know it if they don't work in this area regularly. They don't even know about PIP. They don't even access it half the time. So overall, an overview of PIP is, remember this, it's attached to your own car policy of insurance. It doesn't matter if you're at fault, they're at fault, it pays. It's going to pay a medical pay benefit for your medical bills. It's going to help you with lost wages, and it's going to help you with household services, along with some other benefits that occasionally come up, funeral, burial, or death of a person. And that's it on PIP. You can stack it. There's primary PIP, secondary PIP, and it's an important benefit, and you should see an attorney, car accident lawyer, to talk about these benefits when you're in a car accident. Thank you.